Hello, good morning. Welcome to the morning broadcast of today at Godison FM station right here in the city of Aba. We are back again to give you a life transforming messages. Here we have an encounter, we motivate each other and make you feel comfortable, happy and relaxed and have a well healthy living. Today we kind of have a lot of things to keep you company, and we will tell you to please keep in touch with us at all time and will satisfy you to make you happy. All right, we are back again to give you what you need to know about the day. You know, look at the weather is so soft, so smooth, looks so lovely. It's like one can fall in love with the rain. But nevertheless, God have a reason for bringing us and making us alive to live and living today. As humans, as people of God, we ought to be grateful to our God. We ought to be, giving praises of because he's honored, he's to be honored, he's faithful, he's too faithful that he can denounce himself and cannot disown himself. That's what the Bible says in the book of Psalm 34, verse 1. It says, I will praise thee at all times. That Psalm is talking. I'll praise thee at all times. And your word will continuously, your praises will continuously dwell in my mouth, in my lips. I'll sing. It came to me and says, oh, magnify the name of the Lord with me. Exalt his name together. That's the world. So this morning we're gonna give God a clap hands offering. We're gonna worship him, give him all due praises, and first of all welcome him to our edition this morning as we have an encounter with him. God of hosts, we're gonna be with us to the race of this. All right, so he's God indeed from beginning to the end. There is no place of argument. There's no reason for us to argue that he's not God, and he remains God from ages to ages, from everlasting to everlasting. That's why we are living. We are living the breath of life we live. Whether we do good or bad, he's still there with us to give us what we need, and he's still there to take care of us. Bible says, God closed the grass of the field, and today is alive, tomorrow is thrown into the oven. Will not much more clothe you? So God is always there to clothe us. So there's every reason for us to worship him and give him the praises of what he is due to. Our God is a consuming fire who does not play. Because of that, those who come to him must be holy and must be made presentable to the master, that must be useful and not an empty vessel for the day. Alright, that's our morning salute to the, as we wake up, before the Mr. President goes to work, he salutes the country and he leaves and we recite the national anthem to him. So, all we do is to keep in touch, doing the best we can to make sure we have a goal to achieve. And whenever we achieve that goal, that's when we feel relaxed. One cannot feel relaxed when you can't achieve any single goal in your life. You try to do something good, something beautiful that can help you make it up for you. So, you're gonna keep in touch with you. I'll be here right back by 4:00 p.m. In the next edition, we're gonna discuss what it means to have a close encounter with God. So, I'll play with you. Always stay tuned as our brother, Mackinson, will come on to take the next edition. So, what I'm saying now is as far that you come to take in the next edition. So, we'll be right back there by 4:00 p.m. We continue to discuss about the relationship, the close intimacy with God. And by then, we'll make it up to you. You know what you need to know. And I will teach you what you need to know as we communicate and add our views together. So, stay tuned.